Coming up on The Hugh Jackson Show, Joe Hayden breaks down his two interceptions against the Ravens.
I'm going for it. Flacco looked like he was throwing the ball right to me.
Duke Johnson talks about taking the trip home to Miami.
I mean, playing in front of my whole family is different. I haven't done that since I was in college.
And Coach gives us the keys to victory on Sunday against the Dolphins. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. Nathan Skura alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. And Coach, obviously, last week was a tough one. It gets tougher as the week goes on. Corey Coleman, the broken hand. What's the latest on him?
Well, right now, you know, there's obviously there's something going on with his hand, and we're going to find out a little bit more. I know he'll be out this week, but we'll find out what the diagnosis is going to be as we go through it.
And certainly a shame coming off of his breakout game, over 100 yards and two touchdowns against the Ravens.
Yes, it was. He had a tremendous game. You know, obviously our home opener for him, like you said, to have over 100 yards and a couple of touchdowns in the game is kind of what we expect from Corey, and that showed up this week.
All right, let's go back to that game against the Baltimore Ravens, and let's start in the first quarter when everything was clicking. What did he see kind of from your team in that quarter?
I saw the team light fire. Be honest with you, that's what I kind of expect us to do on offense, but we just need to do it more than just one quarter. We need to do it consistently over time, but we have those kind of playmakers. We have that kind of ability to stick the ball in the end zone from anywhere, so we need to continue to do that.
You talked in the post game about teaching the team how to finish, and it's a young team, so you expect to see the flashes, yes. And as you said, more consistently. How do you teach them to finish?
Well, I think it's a process. I think they start understanding that, you know, one, that this is how we prepare. This is how we go about doing things offensively, defensively, and special teams. Then I think what's really important is that when the momentum does shift, I think it's really up to me to really go up and down that sideline and some of our leaders to grab everybody and make notice that it's happening and go find a way to grab it back.
So we talked about Corey Coleman at the beginning. There's a lot of adversity coming out of this game, a lot of injuries, your quarterback, Carl Nassib, your center. How do you kind of keep that positive message going when you deal with this kind of adversity?
Well, we don't blink. You know, I don't think you can in the National Football League. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. They're not going to cancel any games or anything like that. So we have to get ready to play, and we feel like we still have some very good players here that we're still teaching how to play this game, and we feel very good about where we're headed.
Speaking of the game, who are some of the young players that really stood out to you in this game against the Ravens?
Well, it's amazing. You know, you mentioned Carl Nassib, but he got hurt. You know, it's unfortunate, but I thought he did a tremendous job. Obviously, the game that Corey had. And in my opinion, Isaiah Crowell is still a young player, still an emerging player, and he's done a great job. And Duke Johnson, I know he doesn't get as many touches as I would like for him to get just yet, but boy, watching some of the things he did, I thought was outstanding. Again, we put Higgins in the game, and I thought he did some good things, you know, in lieu of his opportunities, because he didn't have many. But at the same time, there's a lot of young guys, as you mentioned, that are starting to play. And when I look over in defense, I look at Kendrick. Oh, my God.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, and he's playing extremely well. So, and he had to play a lot of plays because I see hamstring. I didn't let him go back in and play. So I feel really good about a lot of our young core players. But again, we have to make sure we get over this wall. And the wall is being able to finish, being able to grab momentum when the other team has it.
All right, just quickly on Josh McCown. I'm sure you saw his post-game press conference.
You know, for me, it's just, you know, unless it's, you know, going to fall off, let's try to make it work and make it go.
What kind of a leader is that? And how important is it to have a guy like that on the team?
You know, I think it's always good to have a guy who's played the National Football League and really has a passion for it and understand the daily grind of it and really appreciates being a part of a team. And that just came through. You know, that was his heart that was talking. That wasn't anything other than that. I mean, he truly loves what he does, and you love to have a leader that way.
You certainly do. Well, one of the guys you mentioned earlier, Isaiah Crowell, the big game over 100 yards, an 85-yard touchdown run, the longest from scrimmage on the season in the NFL, and the longest against the Ravens in their franchise's history. Oh, wow. Let's go take a look at that one, and then we'll diagram it on the big board over there.
Looking forward to it.
McCown gives, Crowell runs, 15, 20, 25, 30, he may go, 40, 50, 40, 35, 30, fly, crow, fly, touchdown, 85 yards.
No run, run, William, run.
Now this is a brand new year, Doug.
All right, Coach, so that was a big touchdown run. Let's take a look at how it happened here. 6:58 left to go in the first quarter, first and 10. on the 15 as you lead the guys out here. What is the hope for this first down play?
Well, the hope for the first down play is just to have a positive run, you know, and obviously this turned into something very special. It was something that we saw, you know, watching Baltimore play, that we knew if we get new personnel, which is this personnel right here, which we play with two tight ends, a wide receiver, and two running backs. It gives us an opportunity to balance up their defense, and then we run a play called Power T. Okay. And we run it at the three technique. And I know everybody doesn't know what the three technique is, so I'll give you an idea. So this guy right here is a three technique, the guy that plays outside the guard. It gives us an opportunity to double team him, work up to the linebacker, kick out the outside linebacker, have the fullback go through and block the safety, and have Crow run like he's never run before. And that led to an 85-yard touchdown.
And as we take a look at it here, that's exactly what happens.
So as you can see right here, there's a double team block between Joel Batonio and my man Joe Thomas. And Joe Thomas is athletic enough to climb to the next level, pick off the linebacker, which gives us a chance, and Greco comes around and blocks 54 in the hole. And as I said, I thought Malcolm Johnson did a great job on the safety, as you can see on Eric Whittle. And then Crow is running full speed when he gets the ball, which allows him to get into the secondary and take the ball to the house.
He topped off at over 21 miles an hour, the fastest run in the NFL this year. It's amazing how athletic these guys are. Greco comes around, Thomas comes around, and then there goes Crow.
There he goes.
And Malcolm Johnson talked about here, the big kick out. Bam, take Absolutely. Some of that, Eric Whittle.
Mm-hmm. And just a tremendous run by Crow, getting into the secondary, pulling his legs out and running as hard and as fast as he could.
You talked about him all offseason. You see the fruit of that there. And we'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show right after this. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Joe Hayden talks about how Tremont Williams gave him a tip that led to an interception.
He like was on the other side of the field, ran over, was like, Joe, he's running the slant.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. Nathan Zgur alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And one of the players who also stood out against the Ravens was Pro Bowl corner Joe Hayden, who had two interceptions. Our Matt Wilhelm went out to the field with him for the PNC Bank play walkthrough to talk to the team captain.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I'm here with Joe Hayden. And Joe, let's dive into that Baltimore Ravens football game. You had the two interceptions. How good does it feel for you to kind of get back into the swing of things defensively and make the plays that everybody's so used to you making?
Oh, man, it feels really good. You know, after having an injury-prone season last year, missing a lot of games, just being able to come out there, create turnovers, get the ball back to the offense, put my hands on the ball, man, it feels really good.
So we're now going to dive into both of those interceptions. And it's second and six. They're in 12 personnel, tight end, wide receiver. What are you seeing at that point, and what made you so decisive to jump in front of that route?
The thing was, they had the tight end in the hang position, and when we see that, they usually run slant flat. And Tremont Williams, this is something that's never happened before. He like was on the other side of the field, ran over, was like, Joe, he's running the slant. So I'm like, all right, Trey, I'm believing in you. So I lined up inside, and I was like, if he breaks on the three-step slant, I'm going for it, you know. So he was on his third step, he broke, and I was like, I'm going for it. And look, the Flacco looked like he was throwing the ball right to me.
Second down, six, play action fake. Flacco throws, picked off. The Browns got it. Down the left side, it's Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden weaving around at the 30. He's waiting, and then he slides at the 27-yard line. It is all good here today. A five-yard return for the guy that wants to be back on the level of an elite cornerback, and that's how you do it.
When you watch film, just being able to get a couple snippets, you just need a couple things that when I see this formation, I'm going to make this play. You just need about two or three things that you really just are 100% like basically sure on. So with Tremont, that dude, he studies film with like the best of them here. He's really helped me learn how to study film. So it's something that I saw, but then just getting that reassurance from him to be like, Joe, he's running a slant. I was like, all right, man, we're gonna go for it.
Talk about the second. You just had the penalty, which I don't think, you know, really was much of a penalty.
The official throws a flag, and it's pass interference on Hayden.
Oh, I'm not sure about that one either. It looked like Smith grabbed Joe Hayden and pulled him to try to get to the ball. He had cut off his route, forced him out of bounds.
Just talk about what happened and what you saw with the ball in the air and reading the route so well, almost running the route for the wide receiver on that second pick.
Yeah, man, with these dudes, you know, once they get in the red zone, Baltimore Ravens, they throw shots. And that's the thing that I like about their offensive coordinator. He doesn't really care. He likes the chance that if it's one-on-ones, we're going to throw the ball up. It's either going to be incomplete or pass interference or something like that. So we're in the red zone, and I know when they give us those wide outside releases and started looking back, I just like to whip my head around and just turn it to the receiver. I saw the ball in the air. I was just ready to go get it.
Snap goes back. Flacco's got it. He's throwing for Steve Smith. Joe Hayden's back there. He got it! Intercepted the ball into the end zone. His second of the day.
Up next, you've got the Miami Dolphins, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker. What do you know about them? And what type of game are you guys going to take on the road? You're going to play two consecutive road games. And what do you guys have to do defensively to get up against them?
Man, we got to get up in their faces. You know, we got to be very, very physical. The thing is pressing these dudes up, making sure we stay on top. Keeping the ball in front of us is the biggest thing. You know, you can't really get beat running comebacks, catching the ball coming back towards the quarterback. So just making sure we keep everything top down.
Very cool. Well, Joe, good luck and congratulations on the new pick. Let's keep it going and good luck against the Miami Dolphins.
Thanks a lot, man.
You got it.
Now, Coach, when you were the offensive coordinator of Cincinnati, you battled against Joe Hayden. Mm-hmm. Was that the old Joe Hayden out there?
That sure was. I mean, the guy had a tremendous game. Two interceptions, some pass defense. I mean, I thought he did a great job. He came up and tackled, returned a punt. I mean, that's the Joe Hayden we all know and love.
And what does that do for you defensively to have lockdown Joe back?
I think what it does, it takes half the field away and gives us a chance to do some other things defensively. And I think he's only going to get better throughout the year.
We certainly hope that that is the case for this defense. And we'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Duke Johnson's going back to Miami.
I've just been a lot. Other than my mom, a lot of my family really don't get to see me play. It means a lot for me.
And Coach tells us the keys to getting that first W.
I think it's always kind of stays the same. I think taking care of the ball is the key to our victory on offense. I think on defense, we got to take the ball away.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. Now the Browns, we saw Isaiah Crowell go for the big touchdown earlier. They also have another weapon in the backfield in Duke Johnson, and our Dustin Fox caught up with him in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with second-year running back Duke Johnson. Duke, you're in your second year, obviously, here, and a lot to be expected of you. What's it like for you to kind of be this veteran, even though you're still a young player?
Veteran.
Is that weird?
It is, but I kind of figure that looking around our room during team meetings. You kind of see the youth that we do have. It's not really that many older guys, and me and Crow are probably the two youngest in the room, but both are asked to be the leaders of not only the room, but the team, and do it in our own way.
I want to ask you about Ernest Biner, because he was with you guys this offseason and through training camp, and he's a legendary Brown. He helped out with some of the running backs. Did you learn anything from Ernest?
I did. He kind of preached us about if you're here for a reason, you know how to play the game, and it's football. So his job was basically just to help us with the little things as far as when going to block a defender, where do you want to hit, what do you want to insert, what's your mindset. So there's a lot of little things that you take for granted, but at the end of the day, it helps.
Good work.
All right, so last week, Crow has an 85-yard touchdown run. He breaks a couple tackles. He's bursting down the field. At that moment when you're seeing him run down the field, what are you thinking?
First, no flags. Racial, no flags on the field. Yeah. And secondly, kind of chasing downfield, excited for him just to see him go 80, 85, and he ends on the score.
So being a competitor, are you like, all right, I got to get mine now?
No. And the reason I say this is because I get mine in my own way. My main thing on third down is making sure that I do my job and as far as protection and no protection and get out and make a play for the team to get the first down.
All right, so Cody Kessler's going to come in and start this week. How tough is that for Cody?
It's kind of tough for him because he had to come in and he had to get his timing with the receivers. He's a very confident guy. When he's out there, you don't really see it in him that he's nervous. If he is, he's going to act the part and play his role. I mean, as far as the pieces around him, we just have to do our job and make sure that we do it to a high level.
This weekend, you guys get to travel back down to the state of Florida, and you are a Miami proud. You went to the U, obviously, that you live there and everything. Excited to get back home?
I am. I am very excited. Didn't know this opportunity was going to come to actually go home and play. And I'm glad it's now.
All right, so what's it going to mean to you to actually play in front of your family?
It's going to mean a lot. Other than my mom, a lot of my family really don't get to see me play. I mean, playing in front of my whole family is different. I haven't done that since I was in college. Long story short, it won't make me do anything that I haven't done before. It won't make me go outside of who I am. But it is.
But you're aware that they're there.
Yeah, you know they're there. I try to find them pregame just to see where they are. It means a lot to me just to see my family out there rooting and supporting for me. And I wouldn't pick a better time to go than now.
Coach, you see how electric Duke Johnson can be with the ball in his hands. You talked earlier about wanting to get him more touches. How do you do that?
I think we just put him all over the field. Obviously, he's a good runner. He's a good pass receiver. We just got to continue to find more ways to get him out there. And I know it gets a little tough sometimes because when you have a guy like Crowell, who you can turn and hand it to all the time, then he has to come over and stand by me. But there goes Duke out there to also have an opportunity to play. And I think we need to continue to be a little bit more creative and find more opportunities for him because he's another guy that can score the ball.
Where does he rank for you in terms of the backs you've been around in the ability to go flex out and basically play a receiver? We saw the big third down conversion against the Ravens.
He's one of the most talented individuals I've ever had. And what we have to do is just keep, as I just mentioned, finding ways to showcase his talent and ability.
All right, well, we hope to see a lot of Duke Johnson when he returns to Miami this weekend. And we'll talk about that game when the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show returns. Coming up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach talks about Cody Kessler's first start as the Browns quarterback.
He's been great. He's had a really good week. But again, it's going to be his first opportunity to play in a National Football League regular season game.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. Nathan Zagura along with head coach Hugh Jackson. Time now for the BMW game preview. We go on to Miami this weekend, Coach, and for the third time in your tenure here, you will have a new starting quarterback for you. Cody Kessler gets the nod. How's he been in practice this
week? He's been great. He's had a really good week. I think the players understand him. They kind of know him a little bit because he's been here. So, again, this isn't new, but, again, it's going to be his first opportunity to play in a National Football League regular season game.
I know his work ethic is something you've praised all week, having to throw him out of the building with so much study putting in there. But from your standpoint, do you have to change the game plan at all with Cody in there relative to RG3 or Josh?
Yes, we do a little bit. I think we have to really tailor it to him. I mean, again, I've never coached him in a National Football League game. And it's tough, you know, because we're going on the road to play at Miami's new renovated stadium against a very good defensive football team.
What concerns you the most about that defense? I'm sure it starts up front with Ndamukong Suh's voice.
You just said it with Sue and Cameron Wake, and then there's Kiko Alonso. Their front seven is as good as anybody in football. So, again, it's going to be a tremendous challenge, but every week there's a challenge in the National Football League.
When you look at them from an offensive standpoint, they've got Ryan Tannehill, they've got some good receivers out there. What kind of do you want to try to do to slow them down?
Well, I think what they've done more so than anything, they've thrown the ball. They're one of the three teams in the National Football League that hadn't rushed the ball as much. So we're going to have to cover Jarvis Landry and Devontae Parker and Jordan Cameron because they're going to try to get those guys the ball.
All right. Charlie Whitehurst was brought in this week. Some familiarity with some of the people on your staff. Pep Hamilton, obviously Andrew Berry when he was in Indianapolis last year. What did you see about Charlie Whitehurst that made him be the veteran you guys wanted to bring in?
Well, you just said it. He's a veteran, strong-armed. Has some, you know, history with some of our coaches and some of our personnel people, know that he would fit the role that we're looking for up to the point that we can get some of these guys back. And I feel good about him.
So you go on the road this week in Miami. You were on the road early in the season, obviously week number one. You've been down to Florida earlier with Tampa. Mm-hmm. Are the guys excited to get back down there? Are you excited to get back down there? And how prepared are you for this Florida trip?
I think we're very excited to get back down there because we understand the elements that we'll be dealing with. You know, that's what going to Tampa was truly all about. But more so than that, it's our next game. And that's what we're excited about. We're excited about getting back out there and playing and trying to get over this wall, which is go win a football game.
And what are the keys to doing that, winning this game?
I think it's always kind of stays the same. I think on offense, we got to do a great job of taking care of the ball. I think taking care of the ball is the key to our victory on offense. I think on defense, we got to take the ball away. You know, we need to get turnovers and get more turnovers than what we've had in the first two games to give our offense an opportunity to have some short fields to make some scores. And then special teams, we got to play as good as we've ever played. So it's a team game. You know, I think every unit's got to do its part to give us a chance to get a victory.
And we certainly hope that first victory does come this Sunday down there against the Miami Dolphins. Coach, thank you for your time and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being with us here tonight on the Hugh Jackson Show. Good night, Cleveland, and let's go Browns.